Circle Hospitals wasn't a place where people went to be serious. People went there to have a good time. And because it was a long ways from Fairbanks, the ride took about 8 hours, and it was a pretty dusty, old, narrow trail. Why, when you went there, unless you were a young buck who didn't mind the travel, you went there to stay a while. And a lot of families came out, and I didn't know them personally. They'd come out and stay a week or 2 weeks, and then they'd drive back home. I was a very shy kid, actually. I didn't mingle too well. I had loner habits from having lived in Chattanooga the winter before by myself. And then in 32, I was also alone quite a bit. And when I lived at Cluck One, my mother was a teacher, and she taught school at Cluck One. I taught 20 miles out of Haines. Why, I was alone there quite a bit, although there were a lot of native kids. Why, I made friends with a lot of them. But we still kind of lived our separate lives, and I was alone there a lot. And then later we moved to Franklin, and my mother taught school for the winter of 30-31. Why, the boys there were older than I was, by even a year or two, and it made a difference. And so I was kind of alone there quite a bit in the Chattanooga experience. The 2 years, I was kind of a loner. And so in the summer 1935, although I was gregarious enough with people that I knew, I didn't go forward and meet any new ones. And I can't tell you any more about the people than the casual observation. Families did come and go. Circle Hot Springs was considered quite a nice place at the time. It probably still is. But at the time, it was kind of like going outside to make a trip to Circle Hot Springs. You could afford to spend a month out there. Why, during this depression time, why, more power to you. And the atmosphere afforded relaxation. It catered to relaxation.